Some cultural beliefs and myths are said to backslide the malaria control and treatment efforts, a malaria specialist says. In an interview with Malawi Panorama, malaria program specialist in the President's Malaria Initiative, PMI, at the United States Embassy in Lilongwe, Gomeziani Jenda, said some people don't go for treatment when having fever. Jenda said despite the efforts made so far, some of these beliefs and myths are making a slow progress in achieving a malaria-free Malawi. He, however, said at the moment, people are taking heed of the messages to sleep under mosquito nets and go for treatment when having fever. Eunice Uzgyovu heard more from Gomeziani Jenda.
The goal of the PMI in Malawi is to reduce malaria-related deaths by 70%. This is a goal that is shared worldwide by PMI in all the 19 countries that it works in, both in Africa and in Asia, where there's a high burden of malaria. PMI works to implement interventions that are evidence-based, and these are four key areas. First is provision of insecticide-treated nets, and the other is indoor residual spraying, and the other one is prevention and treatment of malaria in pregnancy, and the last one is treatment and diagnosis of malaria.
Andy, how can you describe the program so far? Are you winning the battle? We still have malaria in Malawi.
We have made, we've been making progress, investments that have been made through the Global Fund to fight malaria and tuberculosis and HIV/AIDS. PMI as well has been making significant investments. We have other partners too in country like CHAI, Clinton Health Access Initiative, World Vision. These have all been making investments. Based on these investments, there've been some progress made. For example, in 2006, only 38% of Malawians, or 38 Malawians in every 100 Malawians, owned at least one bed net. But in 2014, it's 70 Malawians out of every 100 Malawians are owning at least an insecticide-treated bed net. Again, when you look at the prevalence of malaria among children under the age of 5, in 2010, it was at 43%. As we speak, it's at 33%. But to look at the progress that we are making as a country, I think we are on the road to fighting malaria, and I think we are slowly winning this battle.
Why do you think we are slowly winning the battle when we have all these interventions? Why are we going slow?
The geography of Malawi, as you know, we are blessed with a lot of water in a lot of areas. And when you look at our country in terms of topography or the landscape, we have, yes, hilly areas, but most of the areas, it's low-lying areas. Our temperatures as well are high temperatures. So these are perfect environment or breeding conditions for mosquitoes. The other reason is the type of mosquitoes and the type of malaria disease we have in Malawi is the most severe form of malaria. So it causes severe disease. So in a way, when you're fighting with a very strong enemy, you have to, you know, work extra hard to defeat that enemy. The other reason is, despite having a very high knowledge of malaria transmission in Malawi, most people know that it's transmitted through mosquitoes. However, we still have sections of our population that still believe that mosquitoes are not the only cause of malaria. Some believe if you're soaked in the rains. Some believe if you eat immature sugarcane. Some believe that if you walk too long a distance, are still causes of malaria. And with these misconceptions, treatment of malaria is also becoming a problem in these people.
Gomeziani Gender, Malaria Program Specialist at the United States Embassy in Lilongwe. And with that story, we have also come to the end of Friday's edition of Malawi Panorama from MEMA Studios in Lilongwe. This has been Chimwemwe Kujali.